press would be there, the print and broadcast media, as that's so important for modern communications. Also, I felt, because this could be there for 40 or 50 years, the youth council need to be involved, and I would also like to see the people of Donegal being allowed to make submissions as well.
Now, we're used to seeing specific lobby groups or interest groups in the event of a deputation coming into the chamber, but a lot of people perhaps don't realise that the council meetings are open. There is a public gallery. Anyone who wants is allowed to come in, sit down and observe what's happening. Would you like to see that happening more?
I would like to see it happening more. And I think an awful lot of people in Donegal don't realise that this is their chamber and that they are allowed to come here and to sit in the public gallery. Unfortunately, the public gallery is too small for any large deputations. It's far too small at the moment for the print and broadcast media, where they're trying to get their stories through and get it out immediately, but it's not possible. I want to see it done, but I don't want to see it costing a fortune, and I do think government should pay for it. It should be paid for directly by government, which is the taxpayer, but I think central government should pay for this, because it's their decision to change us from 29 to 37, and I would like to see them picking up the tab for this.
One of the options on the table is using the former army barracks in Lifford, which is coming into council ownership. Would you like to see that happen, or do you believe it would dilute the council's identity to take the chamber effectively out of County House?
I think, first of all, the chamber needs to stay in the capital here in Lifford. I think that's the first thing. Whatever can be done after that cost effectively to make sure that the chamber is suitable into the future, then I would be happy with that.